This is VOA News. With the clock ticking toward a potential U.S. government shutdown, U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday signed a $2.3 trillion spending bill, which he had previously criticized as a disgrace. The plan includes $900 billion for coronavirus relief. The rest is for government spending through next September. The president criticized the bill after it had been passed in the House and Senate, capping months of negotiations between lawmakers. The bill was flown from Washington, D.C. to his Mar-a-Lago club, that's the president's Mar-a-Lago club in Florida, to be available if the president decided to sign it into law. Without Mr. Trump's signature or the passage of a stopgap measure to fund operations, a partial government shutdown would have begun shortly after midnight on Monday. Increased unemployment benefits and eviction protections for Americans whose income was affected by the pandemic expired early on Sunday. Mr. Trump had sharply criticized the legislation for including a $600 one-time stimulus payment for Americans under a certain income level. He said he wanted the sum to be $2,000. That's an amount supported by Democrats. Republicans had argued for the smaller amount. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle had called on the president to sign the bill. U.S. authorities said on Sunday they've identified Anthony Quinn Warner, age 63, as the man who blew up a motorhome at dawn on Christmas Day in the city of Nashville, Tennessee. U.S. Attorney Donald Cochran said at a news conference Sunday that Warner is believed to have acted alone. He said authorities have not determined a motive. One theory is that the explosive was meant to damage telecommunications networks. The motorhome was parked near an AT&T communications building. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.